always keeping an eye out for exciting developments in education, right?
Sure.
Well, Brooks UK, over near Bury St. Edmunds.
Yeah.
You know, they're making a pretty big move. They're going to be implementing the International Baccalaureate Primary Years Program.
The PYP.
Yeah, the PYP, starting September 2025.
Wow.
And it's going to cover students from reception all the way through to the middle years program. So
that's a pretty big commitment.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. And, you know, it got us thinking about what exactly the PYP is all about and why Brooks UK we choose to adopt it. So that's exactly what we're going to deep dive into today.
Sounds good.
Exploring this framework that really aims to help young students become, you know, like engaged learners for life.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the most interesting or unique aspect of this program?
I think for me, what really jumps out is this emphasis on inquiry-based learning.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Where the PYP connects different subjects and really puts students at the center. And it's not just about, you know, memorizing facts, right?
Right.
It's about fostering a deeper understanding of the world around them.
Absolutely.
And their place in it.
And when we look at the, you know, wider world of education, the PYP is often held up as a prime example of what future-focused education can look like.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, Brooks UK, by adopting this, is really placing themselves right at the forefront of those educational trends.
Absolutely. And it's a program that's recognized globally for its responsiveness to, you know, our rapidly changing world.
Exactly. So let's, you know, let's break this down a bit and look at some of the core principles of the PYP. One of the things that really stands out is this idea that students are active agents in their own learning.
Yeah.
So they're not just passively absorbing information.
Right.
They're involved in directing their own learning, taking ownership of it.
Absolutely. And I think that's fundamental, isn't it?
It is.
It's that agency.
Yeah.
And it actually underpins the PYP's three interconnected pillars.
Mm.
The learner themselves, you know,
right.
The learning and teaching methodologies and the learning community.
So it's all connected.
Yeah.
It's a holistic approach.
It is, very much so.
Where the student's active role is supported, you know, both by what teaching is done.
Yes.
And by this collaborative environment.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we've talked about agency, but something else that's really important in empowering that agency is self-efficacy.
Right.
That strong belief in one's own ability to actually succeed. So how does the PYP foster this belief?
Well, does that by offering students opportunities to set their own goals, make choices about what they want to learn, you know?
Right.
And to reflect on their progress. So they're actually seeing that they can achieve things. And that builds that.
It's like a cycle.
Yeah, it is. It's that self-belief.
Now, there's another aspect of the PYP that I find fascinating, and that's the concept of action.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about what that means?
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, we've been talking about students as agents, but action is where they actually get to translate their learning
into doing something.
Into real contributions, individual and collective. And that really helps them develop, you know, international mindedness, that sense of being part of a bigger world.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about agency and action.
Yeah.
But one of the key features of the PYP is this idea of transdisciplinary learning.
Right.
And in simple terms, that means that learning isn't just confined to those traditional subject boxes.
Exactly.
It's about making connections between different subjects.
Yes.
Applying knowledge to real world situations.
Right. And a key element of that is the concept-driven inquiry.
Can you elaborate a bit on what that means?
Sure. Instead of, you know, rote memorization.
Yeah.
Students explore these broad abstract concepts.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like change, for example.
Okay.
Through different subject lenses.
I see.
And that leads to a much richer,
more connected.
More connected understanding. And the inquiry process itself is like a cycle.
Right.
It's feeling, finding out, sorting out, going further, reflecting.
It's all about that process of discovery and exploration.
Absolutely.
Now, in order to help students become those active learners that we've been talking about, the PYP explicitly developed what they call approaches to learning skills.
Right.
These are things like thinking, critically communicating, effectively research, self-management, collaboration.
Yeah, those essential skills that you need to navigate lifelong learning, right?
Exactly. And then there's this whole aspect of the learning community, which acknowledges that education is a shared endeavor.
It is, very much so, yeah.
It's not just about the students. It's about their families, their educators, the wider community, all working together to create this supportive environment for you know, high quality learning.
And well-being.
And well-being.
Yeah.
Absolutely so.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, you know, parents coming in and contributing their expertise to a class project.
Right.
That's the learning community in action.
I love that. Now, you've probably heard of the IB learner profile.
Yes.
These are attributes like being inquirers, knowledgeable thinkers, communicators. And these aren't just, you know, aspirational qualities.
Yes.
They're integrated into every aspect of the PYP. They guide the development of the entire learning community. So how are these attributes encouraged in the classroom?
Well, they're woven into the curriculum itself.
Oh, okay.
And the assessment practices. So, you know, if we think about being a thinker, for instance,
right,
that's encouraged through activities that require problem-solving, critical analysis, applying knowledge in new contexts.
Right.
And teachers are actively prompting students to reflect on how they're thinking.
I see.
You know what their processes are.
Right. Now, the PYP curriculum itself is structured around six really engaging transdisciplinary themes.
Yes.
Can you list those for us?
Sure. So we have who we are, where we are in place and time, how we express ourselves, how the world works, how we organize ourselves, and sharing the planet.
It's amazing how those themes really provide like relevant real-world contexts for learning.
They do, yeah.
And these themes are then explored through six subject areas, right?
That's right.
So we have language, mathematics, science, social studies, the arts, and personal, social, and physical education.
Right.
And the themes act like a unifying thread, kind of connecting all of these subjects.
Exactly, yeah, in meaningful ways.
In their final PYP year, students undertake something called the PYP exhibition.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
It's where they get to explore and share their understanding of a significant issue or opportunity.
So it's like a culmination.
It is a culmination.
Of their learning journey.
Experience that really embodies student agency and, you know, the bringing together of all their skills and knowledge.
It's fascinating how they incorporate all of these elements into one big project.
It is.
Now, for younger learners, the PYP recognizes that, you know, they have unique needs.
Of course.
So it emphasizes the importance of play.
Yes.
As a vehicle for inquiry. And it integrates, you know, all aspects of their development.
Right.
And from age 7, learning more than one language is actually encouraged.
Which is fantastic for fostering that global perspective.
Absolutely. Now, research suggests that PYP students often outperform non-IB students in areas like mathematics, reading, writing, and science.
That's right.
And the program has positive impacts on the overall school climate.
Yeah, creating a really positive environment for everyone.
So as you can see, the International Baccalaureate Primary Years Program being adopted by Brooks UK is truly a comprehensive approach to education.
It is.
And really focused on nurturing curious, agentic, globally minded learners who are ready for, you know, for life.
Lifelong learners.
Lifelong learners, exactly.